Chris Wallace from SEC Country. Bradley, you've been with this team for a number of years. What's different about this group of guys?
These guys, they're pushing it every day in practice. They're busting through walls and knocking down barriers, just going the extra mile. It's really impressive how hard these guys work and how me and my teammates are just, it's one of the toughest summers I've been through, and, we're killing it.
Here on the right side in the third row.
Jim Johnson, Southern Pigskin. Do you have an anecdote or story that sort of explains why your coach is so different from really every other coach in college football?
Like he always says, he hates to lose. He hates losing more than he likes winning. He's a competitor. He wants us to do the best we can. And he feels like if we don't do the best, it's somehow his fault. Every time he takes the blame, and when most of the time it's not.
Also here on the right side in the front row.
Wade Smith, iHeartMedia, Birmingham. When you're in practice, who's that one guy that you don't like to see lined up across from you?
Myself. Whenever I was younger, it was definitely Dalvin Tomlinson. He's a technician when it comes to football. But now, I like a challenge. Anybody that's gonna push me, because that's only gonna make me better.
Left side here, front row.
Ben Baby from the Dallas Morning News. How much did you see Jalen kind of grow into becoming the quarterback, and how did his kind of leadership and just grasp of the position grow throughout the year?
Jalen, ever since the last game, he's been pushing it harder and harder. I think the next day he was in there working out and throwing the ball around and so on and so forth. He's really pushing. He's taking a bigger leadership role this year than he did last year. He's trying to do the best he can.
Then also here on the front row, left side.
Dan Matthews, GridironNow.com. Two-parter for you. There seems to be a defensive lineman or a linebacker that steps forward, becomes the guy the next year. Who are a couple of those guys in each position group?
Sorry, what did you say?
Defensive lineman, linebacker, who do you think is going to be the guy that steps forward and has a huge year?
We have a lot of talent, on both those positions there. There's a whole core that's really pushing. It's making it harder for even the guys that are starters coming in from last year for them to start. They keep pressing forward. So
let's go here, right side in the back corner.
Matt Selesky, Fox Sports Shoals Radio. Good morning, Bradley. A couple questions here. First off, do you feel like the defensive line you have to play against in practice is better than anybody you'll see all season? And now that Cam Robinson's gone, do you feel like maybe you're the anchor of the offensive line now?
Our defense, they're grinders. They do whatever it takes to win. They're great competitors and great to compete against in practice because it makes the games easier. And as far as the anchor part, we're the whole line's the anchor. If one of us is weak, we're all weak. It's just like a chain. The weak link, it's going to bust and the whole thing will fall.
So left side here, third row.
Justin Nails, 99-1 the game. Is there a noticeable difference in the offense from last year to this year, in your opinion?
Not really. We're still gonna run the ball. We're still gonna throw the ball. That's how offenses work. We're gonna press forward, and then whatever coach calls is what we'll execute.
Right side here, front row.
Michael Brand, Saturday Down South. Can you talk about Jonah Williams, just how impressed you were with him as a true freshman and his transition to the left tackle?
Jonah, he's a great competitor. He's smart. He's athletic. He's everything that you want in an offensive lineman. He presses the envelope. He tries to get better every day. Jonah's pretty impressive coming in and as a freshman and starting at right tackle. And, switching over to left, I think, won't be that much of a task for him. He's going to do whatever's best for the team.
Left side here, second row.
Two-part question. It seemed like in the spring you had a really good spring in terms of your development. Do you feel that way as well?
Yes, sir, for sure. I was in the meeting room for 2 or 3 hours a day trying to perfect my craft and extra sled pushes, extra you name it. I feel like I had a strong spring and just want to better myself for my team.
Also, just in terms of being a unit leader, you seem to also kind of step up. Is how much of that is just being a center, and how much of that is just being a veteran?
I mean, it's a little bit of both. Kind of the center role is to be the leader. I mean, you're communicating everything that that the offensive line is responsible for. You know, you're kind of like the command center. And then being an older guy, I kind of know the ropes. Like, I know why coach does certain things for certain reasons. Like, it's, you know, I know what the process is about.
Right side here, third row.
Matt Coulter, Marble City Media. Alabama fans are pretty special. Does it surprise you when they show up at media events and things like this?
I mean, they're at everything. You know, they're always here. They're always here to support us, and, you know, we can't thank them enough for that.
Front row here, left side.
How good can DeRon Payne be?
I mean, I go against Payne every day. You know, he's probably one of the better nose tackles I go against, you know, in the whole league. And he's a great athlete. He's smart. He knows what's going on. He can be great.
Left side here, second row in the middle.
I think you guys do it probably better than anybody in terms of not letting complacency get to you. Coach Saban talks about the fact that whatever you won last year, whatever happened last year is last year. What's that process been like for you playing for him, and how does that set you up for later on in life for anything you might face?
You know, it's great. Like, life is full of ups and downs. And, you know, just because, you know, you hit rock bottom doesn't mean you can't go upwards. You know, it's you don't have to stay there. You can always go upwards. You know, it's, you know, he's big on developing us as men, not only football players. And, you know, I think it's great for life. I mean, anything he talks about, I can see it now. Being an older guy, you know, when I was a freshman, I couldn't really understand all the aspects he was trying to hit. But now, being an older guy, you know, I understand why he does this and why he does that and how that applies to real life.
Left side here, front row.
What was one of the best defensive lines you faced last year? Or I guess, what was the best defensive line you faced last year?
Probably ours, just to be honest. Like, they were just an incredible group of athletes. They were, you know, had so many combinations, and, you know, they were good. They knew what I was doing, so they knew all my moves. I knew all theirs, but, you know, it was a competitive battle every day.
Outside,
there's numerous and different combinations. You know, it's Texas A&M, Mississippi State. You know, you can go on for days and days on that.
So, right side here, third row.
Matt Smith, Southern Pigskin. Bradley, I wanted to go back to Jalen for a second. Was there a moment last year when you realized you really had something special with him? I mean, I know he showed in the spring that he could be a pretty good quarterback, but did it take to, I don't know, maybe the Ole Miss game when you guys were down, that you really had a guy who could, as a true freshman, get you to that point where you were practically going to win a national championship with a true freshman quarterback?
Well, I mean, Jalen, we all knew he was an athlete as soon as he stepped in the door. But, you know, I think really the pivotal moment for me was probably Ole Miss. You know, we go down 21-0 or something like that, and he never dropped his head. You know, he got smacked. You know, if I got smacked like that, I don't know if my head would be as high as his was. You know, so but, you know, I thought that moment right there was really big for him and for the team. You know, that he was never going to give up. He was going to keep pushing forward.
Let's go center aisle on the camera.
Hi, Molly Walsh with the Tuscaloosa News. Based on where you are now, if you could go back to the beginning of high school and you had the opportunity to do it all over again, would you, and why?
Absolutely. I mean, it's ever since I was, that big. I've always dreamed of coming here. Like, it was my passion. It was what I wanted to do. You know, life's full of ups and downs, like I said. And, I mean, my journey through this has been unbelievable, and a lot of downs, a lot of ups, a lot of everything. And, you know, it's really special for me.
Right side here, front row.
You've had a new OC for a few months now. What are some of the major differences you've seen so far?
I don't know if there's any major differences. Like, you know, Kiffin, he was great for us, and Coach Dable, he's a great OC also. He's done a lot of good things for our team so far, and, you know, he keeps pushing us forward and, you know, motivating us, and, you know, he's going to be great for us.
We have time for one last question. Let's go, Matt.
Similar way with Jalen last last year. What can you guys do as a unit to kind of help him out immediately to kind of make him comfortable?
We have to, for say that did happen, I don't really like hypotheticals, but, we'd have to protect him if that was the case. Like, that's our job. It doesn't really matter who's back there. I'm not looking at him anyways. So, I just have to protect him. That's my job. Everybody has to do their job.